The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gevoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Sukkot and Dalet Amud Beis tells us that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we say the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh prior to the Shir Shel Shabbos. Even though normally we have a rule of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim, which would dictate that the Shir Shel Shabbos should go first, because Shabbos is obviously more common than Rosh Chodesh. But since we want that people should know that there was Hupfer Rosh Chodesh Bezmana and that should be recognizable, we therefore choose to say the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh before the Shir Shel Shabbos, which is Tadar. From here we see that although there's a rule of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim, however there are definitely certain instances we can push that rule aside because of other reasons. Similarly, we find in Taisus and Pesachim and Dafnon Tesam and Aleph, the Taisus says that there would be a makom to say that you should put the carbon Pesach before the carbon Talmud, even though Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar would say to put the Tadar first. But since there's another din of Aleha Hashleim, you shall do the carbon Pesach actually before the carbon Talmud. And so we find Halacha L'maisa, I saw in the Chuvus HaRadvaz and Chelik Dalet Simen Ches. He talks about when you finish the whole Torah on Simchas Torah, you should right away start Bereishis before you do the Haftarah, and by then you'll be makdim a Sheina Tadir to the Tadir, so that the Satan shouldn't be able to be Mekatrig at the end of the Torah. So we see that if we have a good reason, we see in our Gemara and in this Radbaz and many others, that sometimes you can forego on the din of Tadir Sheina Tadir for a good reason. On the flip side, however, the Taz, in his great Arichus on the Inyan of Havdalah and Ner Chanukah, which one goes first, in Simen Tav Resh Pei Aleph, a big machlokes in the Paiskim, so he elaborates on the mile of Tadir Sheina Tadir, and he says that you should never veer away from it. It's the strong rule of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim that always overrides and you can't go away from it. And just the Maila of Chayvas Ayem, which is so chashiv, that we have coming up on the Afnon Vav Amral from Achleges Rav and Rabbi Bar Chana, that perhaps some hold that the Chayvas Ayem will override the Tadar. But normally, Zakta Taz, you definitely do not go away from the rule of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar, even if you have a good cause, like Persume Nisa and so on. He brings down that, of course, Afuke Yoima, which means to delay the leave of Shabbos by making Havdalah later, is definitely a big player and sometimes can compete with Tadir. However, he definitely is not clear about that, and it's a Shaila in the Paiskim, and Rabbi Kiveger, and Hilchos Sfira Sa'emer also is not so sure that you can go away from the rule of Tadir V'Sheyna Tadir because of Afuke Yoima. All in all, it's a big machlokes HaPaiskim, when you can and when you can't. There's a Shaila of Bereiv Am Hadras Melech and Tadir V'Sheyna Tadir, which one rules, and so on and so forth. In our Gemara, it seems like there's a makom to say that because of the mile of Hukfer Shkedesh Bezmano, you can override the din of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim. I would like to elaborate in general about the din of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim as it pertains to our Gemara and the Taisus here, but I'd just like to preface with a couple of things. Number one, the din of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim is that if there's two things, you should do the one that's Tadar first. What about if it's a choice of only doing one thing? In other words, one of two, but you're only going to do one of them, do we say the din of Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar there also or not? This perhaps has to do with the Chakira, which my father was ma'ir me, that you have to clarify Shiloh. That the Tadar V'Sheyna Tadar Tadar Koidim, is that a din that the Torah said that the thing that's more frequent and consistent goes first? It's just a rule, it's very sakasiv? Or does it mean that the Torah is giving credence, is giving chashivas to something that is Tadar, that something that is frequent has a mila, it has an integral mila that it is chashiv, and because of its chashivis it actually goes first? And perhaps the question that we just mentioned about whether you're only doing one of them, do you still do the Tadar and not do the Sheina Tadar at all? Or is the rule of Tadar V'Sheina Tadar Tadar Koidim that only when you're doing both of them the Tadar goes first, but not necessarily is the din of Tadar Koidim powerful enough to push the Sheina Tadar away legamri, and then perhaps you would have to go with other qualifications? That question perhaps has to do with this question. In other words, if you say that the din of Tadar V'Sheina Tadar Tadar Koidim is because the Tadar is choshev, so then chashivas perhaps could play a role, even whether you're only doing one of them, you should do the more choshev one. But if it's just a din, exerius akasim, and say the akadima, that something that's done more often goes first, then not necessarily could you derive from there what to do when you're only doing one of them. Let's see the Gemara inside and how this pertains to us. The Gemara says that there's a brisa that says Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos, the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh goes before the Shir Shel Shabbos. The Gemara asks, what's the big deal? Why don't you just do both of them? Why do you say the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh pushes off the Shir Shel Shabbos? So the Gemara says, you're right, you do say both of them. Amar Rav Safra, my doicha l'kadim. It just means that Rosh Chodesh goes first. It doesn't mean that you're not going to say Shabbos at all. Frick the Gemara, why is that? I thought of Shane and told the Kaidim. And the Gemara answers, as we mentioned, Am Rabbi Yechanan laid the shofar Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai. Taisvis, on the Gemara's question of Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim, says, Below Rav Safra Yochel HaHakshis Kain. What does Taisvis mean to ask? Taisvis means to ask that the Gemara said that Shosh Rosh Chodesh goes before Shosh Shabbos. Right away we could have said, what do you mean? Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim. Instead the Gemara first says, why does Shosh Rosh Chodesh push off the Shosh Shabbos? Say the Shosh Rosh Chodesh and then the Shosh Shabbos. The Gemara says, you're right, that's what we mean. Omer Rav Safra, that's what we mean. We don't mean that you don't say the Shosh Shabbos, we just mean that the Shosh Rosh Chodesh goes first. And then the Gemara asks, Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim. Why does the Gemara wait till there to ask? The Gemara could have asked it right away. Shesha Rosh Chodesh Kaidim and Shesha Shabbos. What do you mean? Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim, Shabbos should have gone first. Now, we know that the din of Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim is learned out from a Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Peites, from the pasuk that says that the Tmidim go before the Musafim. Since the Tmidim are more obvious, are more common, excuse me, they go before the Musafim. Here, however, it's obviously talking about where you're going to do both. You're going to be makar of the Tmidin and then the Musafim. Still, you do the Tmidin before the Musafim. However, when there's only one to be done, for example, let's say you only have one animal, should you use it for a Tamid or a Musaf or something like that, there's no Gemara about that in Zvachim, and there's no source for that in the Psukim. And there, we don't have a clear, definitive rule about whether Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim or not, and we definitely do not have an application from the din of Tmidim Kaidim Musafim for that. Taisis, however, here, took it on for a Dover Poshet, that even when you're only doing one of them, the Tadar is Kaidim. Because Taisis says that even before we knew that we were saying both Shirim, we still could have asked the Tadar Shein and Tadar Tadar Kaidim should say that the Shir Shal Shabbos should go before the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Now, we have to know if Taisis knew at this point that the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh also has a Maila and a reason to be first, because of Leida Shuk for Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai, to make the recognition, or that was only in the Chadash later on in the Gemara. But in any event, Taisis is asking that we could have said Tadav Shein and Tadav Kaidim, even if it's going to mean that you're only doing one of them and not the other one. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim, a famous Gemara, on Tzadik Amid Beis, calls a Shiloh. If a person has a Tadar and a Mekudesh, which one shall he do first? In other words, let's say there's two Karbanas, to be Zayik their Dam, one of them is a carbon that is Mekodesh, and one of them is a carbon that is much more common, much more frequent, a Tadir. Which one should you do first? And the Gemara elaborates over there with a whole bunch of Rayas. Taisis over there asks a question. The Gemara in Menachas Dachmem says, someone Aleph, Reb Chiba, Reb Chiba, Rabban asked a question for Rav Chisto, Tmidin de Lamachar, and Musafin de Ha'idno, which one goes first? If you only have an animal for one, and you could either use it for tomorrow's Tmidin, which are much more Tadir, or for today's Musafin, which are more Mekodesh, which one shall you do first? And the Gemara over there closes this question and discusses it. So Taisis is Matmiya over there in Zvachim Tzadik Aleph. How come the Gemara in Menachas closes the exact same question seemingly as the Gemara in Zvachim of Tadar and Mekudesh, which one is more Chashiv? And in Menachas the Gemara doesn't bring the Rais that we brought in Zvachim, and the Gemara in Zvachim does not bring the Rais that the Gemara brought in Menachas. Now, at first glance, there could have been a test to this question that the Gemara in Menachas and the Gemara in Zvachim are not to be compared, because the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about where you're doing both. You're doing the Tadar and the Mekodesh. The question is just which one to do first. However, the Gemara Menachas is not talking about where you're going to do both. It's talking about where you only have sufficient animals for one of the two. Should you use it for a Tamid or for a Mosaf? In other words, the same question that we've been discussing could have been an answer to Taisis Kasha. Seemingly, and then I found in the Karanoyer that Itaka answers Taisis Kasha like that over there in Zvachim. However, seemingly Taisis didn't hold of this differentiation. But she tossed him over here in Sukkah. The Taisis says that the din of Tadar Shein and Tadar applies not only when you're doing both and you want to know which one to do first, but even if you're not doing both of them, you're only doing one of them, still the rule of Tadar can dictate that you should do the Tadar over the other one, and even if it means dropping the other one completely. This concept, in fact, is found almost explicitly in the Gemara in Shabbos on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses over there, if a person does not have enough money for both, either he could purchase Kiddush Hayayim or he could purchase Ner Chanukah. Which one should he get? And the Gemara seems very clearly over there that it's talking about that you're only doing one, you're not doing both. The Gemara says, do we go with Kiddush Hayayim because it's more common, it's Tadir, or do you go with Ner Chanukah because of Pursu Menisa? And finally, the Gemara comes out that you go with Pursu Menisa, which is more Adif. The Rosh over there says clearly that you see from that Gemara that had there only been the Maila of Tadir and it wouldn't have on the other side Pursu Menisa, then Tadir would be Kaidim, even if it meant pushing the other one away. In fact, if you look in Rabbi Kivager in Shuvates, he discusses this question about if a person is only doing one of them, and he says the rule of Tadar Kaidim applies over there also, as it's Mavur in the Rosh and Shabbos Chav Gimel. And I always wonder, it's amazing. I mean, isn't it a Mefurshi Gemara that we just discussed in Menachas Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph, that if a person only has enough animals for one, should he do the Tadr or should he do the Mekudesh? So we see that even though he's only going to be doing one of them, the rule of Tadr still plays a role. So why does the Rosh have to prove it from the Gemara in Shabbos, and Rabbi Kiva Eger after him prove it from the Rosh in Shabbos? Is it in the Mefurish Gemara Menachas that Tadr works for Dchia and not just for Kedima, like we've been suggesting that Pesach holds in our Sugya and in Tzvachim? I don't really have a good answer to this. I was happy to find that the Truva Divrei Malkiel, he asked this question. And I don't have a good answer, except maybe you'll say that the source of Tadr Sheinu Tadr is Lagavi Karbonis. However, we derive that concept to mitzvahs. And perhaps Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted to prove that the concept of Tadr Kaidim, even Lagavi Dchia, not just Lagavi Kedima, applies by mitzvahs as well. I don't have a better teretz at this point. There's a very interesting Yerushalmi over here in Sukkah, Halacha Vav, and it's also in Shkolim in the end over there. The Yerushalmi flies a shayla, if Musafei Rish Chodesh and Musafei Shabbos, which one goes first? So the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to say that Musafei Rish Chodesh should go first, just like we have a braisa in our Gemara that says that the Shir Shal Rish Chodesh goes before the Shir Shal Shabbos. So who then the Musaf Shal Rish Chodesh should go before the Musaf Shal Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Yosef, no. That we say that the Shir Shal Rish Chodesh goes first, it should leida, shehuk for Rish Chodesh, we want to fast them and make a recognition that Rish Chodesh was hooked from his mana, but Avada normally, Shabbos should go first. As I stated in the Yerushalmi. So first of all, we see that Rabbi Yirmiyahu also had a havamina that the pshat and Shir Shal Rish Chodesh going before Shir Shal Shabbos wasn't because leida shehuk for Rish Chodesh bezmana. So if we were to wonder whether Taisus held that the Gemara knew right away already about the mila of Shir Shal Rish Chodesh or not, we definitely see that Rabbi Yirmiyahu had a havamina that wasn't pshat in the braisa. But more importantly, the Yerushalmi is mamash apella. It's a really unbelievable Yerushalmi. There's a Mefurshim Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Pei Tes that says that Musafei Shabbos kaidim lo Musafei Rish Chodesh. The din of Kol Atadar Mechaveri kaidim lo Chaveri includes Musafei Shabbos kaidim lo Musafei Rish Chodesh. How could the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yose and everyone discuss whether Musafei Shabbos are after Rish Chodesh or before Musafei Rish Chodesh if it's a Mefurshim Mishnah? The Mefurshim, fewer Mefurshim than you would imagine actually discuss this, but they do suggest Terutzim as follows. The Mara HaPonim on the Yerushalmi and Shkolim says that the Mishnah in Zvachim perhaps is only talking about when you only had one animal. So they're saying that the Musafei Shabbos is Kedul and Musafei Rish Chodesh. However, the Yerushalmi is talking about where you have two animals, and there we want to know if you still say the rule that Musafei Rish Chodesh, that Musafei Shabbos is Kedul or that Musafei Rish Chodesh is Kedul. Interestingly enough, the Malbim and the Sefer Masi Yerushalayim on Yerushalmi say the same parrots exactly the opposite. They say that the Mishnah is talking about where there's two of them, and Musafei Shabbos is Kedim Rish Chodesh, also then Kedima. However, the Yerushalmi is discussing, what about if you're only going to do one of them? Should you do the Musafei Rish Chodesh or the Musafei Shabbos? So both of them are using this concept that we've been discussing to answer the question in opposite directions, which is Mamash Apella, because L'chayah we proved pretty clearly that this is a foregone conclusion, that Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr works even for Dchiyah, and not just for Kedima. Albeit that it's not exactly clear when and where, but al kaponim, it works. I was wondering if maybe you could say a completely different mahalach in the Yerushalmi, that it's talking about the tefillahs of Musafin, and maybe you're only davening one of them, but the Mefarshim definitely don't learn like that at all, and it's problematic to learn that way as well. The Sefer Tamidim Kesidram on Inyanim of Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr touches on everything that we've discussed, however failed to mention this Yerushalmi at all. I would be very remiss if I wouldn't mention that this whole discussion has a lot to do with the big shayla lahalacha of Rish Chodesh Tevis Shechali is b'Shabbos. It's obviously Chanukah. Shabbos Chanukah and it's Rish Chodesh. So by Kriyas HaTorah, we have to lane the parasha of the week and a Kriya of Rish Chodesh and a Kriya of Chanukah. So the order of which one to do very much revolves around this question of Tadr and Pesumei Nisa, and if Tadr is Kaidim, even B'machim Pesumei Nisa, Taisus and the Rosh over there in Shabbos Chaf Gimel discuss it, as does the Piskei Arid in our Sugya actually. He argues on the Taisus question, and he proves from there this concept that Rish Chodesh could go first, even though Shabbos is more Tadr. Very interesting Piskei Arid over here. And of course, in Siman Tov Resh Peidala, this is discussed by the Mechaber and the Mogen Avraham. He quotes the Taisus, the Machzis HaShekel, Zushfos Yankiv, the Arafraim, and many others discuss this at great length. I just want to close with a very interesting point. In the Musaf of Rish Chodesh, we find that you say, B'shiri Dovr Avdecho, Hanishmoyim Bi'irecha. In Musaf of Shabbos, in Musaf of Regolim, in Musaf of Yom Neiroim, we do not say this phrase. It's only mentioned in Musaf of Rish Chodesh, B'shiri Dovr Avdecho, Hanishmoyim Bi'irecha.
And I was wondering if perhaps the pshat in that is, because I once saw in the Sefer HaTodir, which is a Rishon, which Rabbi Blau printed, that he says that Musaf L'Rosh Chodesh was actually created by Rachel Imenu. In fact, Rosh Chodeshim La'amcha, you can add, is Rosh Tevis Rachel. And we know that Rachel was Nimshal Li'areach in the dream of Yosef. So was Dovr HaMelech Malchus Nimshal Li'areach, as we find in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes and Rashi. And there's many other comparisons. So I was thinking that maybe that is why B'shirei David Avdecha is mentioned specifically in Musaf L'Rosh Chodesh. So I once met Rav Moshe Shapiro, and I asked him about this. He right away responded, and he said that the shaychus between David HaMelech and Rachel is clear. Al Yad Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. However, Pshat in the Musaf L'Rosh Chodesh is different, he said. He said it's because of our Gemara, that the Gemara says that there's a Maila Leida Shehuk for Rosh Chodesh Bezmanoi. Now we need a Keira. Yerushalmi adds that we want to be Mefarsimit. So that's why B'shiri Dovra Avdecha Anishmoyim B'Yirecha, he said. So that it should be Mefursim that it's Rosh Chodesh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.